Well, over the past few weeks for stewardship meditation, we've been going over five things from the Book of Radical that we've been challenged to commit ourselves to here. And I gotta tell you, it's a little bit of a funny story. I had flown to Edmonton, Alberta last week, and I thought I'd be due diligent and take it upon myself and use that flight time to do my study. Went through my book and highlighted, and I wrote in the middle of it and had all my notes and stuff, and Jesus decided that somebody else needed it because he convinced me to leave it on the plane. But I didn't know it, but he revealed that to me later. So I had to go get another book, start all over. Well, that's good. We don't get discouraged by our shortcomings. We use that to benefit, to glorify Jesus. And somebody needed that book, and that thing is just marked all up. So they either think I'm really kind of weird, or they'll be led to the Spirit for it. But anyways, so as we talked about over the past few weeks, we've talked during stewardship meditation, we've talked about pray for the entire world, read through the entire Word, the Bible, sacrifice money for a specific cause, and spend time in another context. I'm going to touch on commit to multiplying the community. And I'm kind of going to go through a little bit of how I had to kind of get to this point to where I am to kind of grasp it. But the book Radical, where these topics have come from, they challenge us to do these five things for a year. It's a radical experiment, as it calls it. And as we know, or an experiment is defined as a course of action taken under controlled conditions in order to test a claim. So basically, we're going to be deliberate about it, and we're going to do controlled circumstances. And we're going to do these. And this is to, in turn, help us change our lives and draw us closer to the Lord. A little background about the book. The book explored, for those of you who don't know, have read it, the book explored a variety of bold claims about our purpose in life that are contained in the gospel. But they contradict the American dream. And what is the American dream? Well, I thought about that for a bit, and the book kind of defines it, but the American dream is a good job with good pay. It's a nice house, nice stuff in your house, a couple of cars, toys for the weekends, vacations, of course, lots of friends, and it also includes retirement. And there's no doubt that we sacrifice for those things because they don't come easy. Hard work, dedication, and sacrifice to achieve them. And the biggest sacrifice that the American dream pulls on me is from my family because it requires time to do that. And it creates busyness in my life, which in turn keeps me from doing things that maybe I ought to do or what I'm called to do, because the priorities kind of get out of whack there a little bit. But don't get me wrong, the American dream is not necessarily a bad thing. I sure enjoy the part that I have of it. But it is a little self-centered, the true all-American dream, right? But as followers of Christ, our ultimate satisfaction should not be found in making much of ourselves, but in making much about God and committing to one of these five experiments for a year. You'll come closer to God and a little farther away from the American dream, but in a good way. So it talks about a year, but why 1 year? You know, why are you asking me to do this for a year? It's a long time, and it's quite a commitment. And that's because really good things come over time with dedication and commitment. They don't happen immediately, like to become an engineer or a pilot or a doctor or a welder or a musician. It takes time and effort and deliberate effort and practice. And the same is true about serving more of Christ. It takes time. It takes dedication. It takes practice. Something that doesn't come naturally, at least for me anyways, to happen right away. I want to read... So... commit your life to multiplying the community. It is a big task and a whole year of commitment, giving up and giving away. It's a lot to take in. And I often ask myself, how can I do all those things? Right? It's asked me to change the way I think, the way I see, where maybe go to a different country. And it's a great question, and it seems pretty vast for me because you lay this big year task in front of me. But it makes me think of that age-old question, how do you eat an elephant? Right? One bite at a time in small chunks. Jesus commanded us to make disciples, and this is the means by which we will impact the world. Jesus has invited us to join him in a simple journey of spreading the gospel to all nations by spending our lives for the good of others and the glory of God. God has given us his grace so that we may take his gospel to the ends of the earth. And how do we do that? Do we go into the streets or the malls and proclaim the word of God? Some do, some don't. Kyle does on a regular basis. Maybe we go to a different country, like Dave did. And what do we do when we get there? I don't know, let's ask Dave. Speak the word, right? What comes to you? Right? So what does it look like in our day-to-day lives, though? How do we do that? Not all of us will go up to the streets. Not all of us will go to another country. Maybe some should, but not all do. Well, let's look at Jesus. And Jesus repeatedly talks about small groups of men that God gave him out of the world. And they were the work that God had given the 12 disciples. So I want to read a little bit of the book here. When you read through John 17, you cannot but sense the intense of affection Jesus had for this band of disciples and the gravity of investment he had made in their lives. Consider this sampling from Jesus' prayer to his Father regarding the disciples. I have revealed to you those whom you gave me out of this world. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and all glory has come to me through them. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. I am coming to you, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have a full sense of my joy within them. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Jesus lived for them. During his earthly ministry, he spent more time with these 12 men than with everyone else in the world put together. This is astonishing when you really think about it. At the end of the Son of God's time on earth, he had staked everything on his relationship with 12 men. Of course, in the middle of the prayer, he mentions that Judas had fallen off, so then there was 11. So these 11 guys were the small group responsible for carrying out everything Jesus had done. And then again, they meet again after the resurrection, Matthew 28. The 11 gathered around him, and Jesus said, "All authority had given on this earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end." To summarize, after intentionally spending his life on earth with these 11 men, Jesus told them, "Now go out and do the same. Make disciples." Any Christian can do this. It is tough. It's hard for me to go out and start proclaiming and start preaching. But anyone can do this. You don't have to have special skills. I sure don't. You don't need to be charismatic. I've been called that sometimes. or an innovative thinker. Let's look at Hall. Remember last week Dave talked about Hall? What did Hall do, right? As soon as Dave told him, he asked him, "Can I go tell my friends? Can I go tell others?" That's a disciple. You're just going and you're proclaiming the name of the Lord, sharing the gospel with others. And that's what God wants of us. And according to Jesus, people are God's method to winning the world to him. Not just come here on Sundays and watch professionals like Mike, our pastor, but Sunday is a great place and a simple place to start your involvement. So that leads us to being a receiver or a reproducer. We are by nature receivers, and I am anyways, and we have a desire to learn God's word, take notes, and share in our small homes and groups in the evening, but then what do we do with it? Why are we doing it? A lot of times I do it, what I realize is for my own benefit, a receiver. But what if we stopped thinking, what can I get out of this? And started thinking about, how can I listen to the word today so that I can teach or share it with others instead of just soaking it up, to be a reproducer. That changes everything. Now the word is being preached, read, or discussed at church, or even in your home fellowship, is done so with the intention of not stopping with ourselves, but now to be shared with others. How can I listen to the word so that I am equipped to teach and share it with others? It changes why my pen comes out. It changes who hears the word, because now I'm taking notes intentionally with sharing. God's word is taught in order for us to be teachers. So then we should want to write it down as best as we can so we can reproduce the word to others, disciple and teach. So I can start, or you can start, eating that elephant one bite at a time, by deliberately taking notes to share with others. And not use the word that you hear today, tomorrow, that you read yesterday, solely for yourself, but to share with others and go proclaim Christ, proclaim to others what you have read, what you have learned, and by doing so, you will contribute to the multiplying of the community of Christ. Let's pray for the offering. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gracefulness. We thank you for bringing us together here to worship you, to learn about you, and learn how to be disciples and to go out and share your word. I pray, Lord, that you accept this offering as it comes truly from our heart, for you have provided for us dearly throughout the week. And this is just a mere fraction of what we are given back to you. But we pray, Lord, that you take this and use it solely for your purpose. In Jesus' name.